The idea of what's now called the Commander's Risk Reduction Dashboard is not new. It was first proposed 3 years ago in a report on suicide prevention by the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army, but it's only begun to finally become a reality within the last few months. The idea, according to Lieutenant General Susan Lawrence, the Army's Chief Information Officer, is to bring together the information the Army already has in multitudes on individual soldiers and use it to proactively warn their commands that there may be a problem.
Every quarter, we do forensics on all our suicides. And what we're finding is that you knew something, and you knew something, and you knew something, but one person didn't know at all. And when we do the forensics afterwards, we're like, how did we not know we had a high-risk soldier there?
In many cases, the Army didn't know because the pieces of the risk puzzle are each held in individual data silos in different Army organizations. In some cases, the data is closely held for good reason in order to protect soldiers' privacy. But the Army believes it will find ways to use those databases as authoritative data sources that feed into the new dashboard while protecting privacy rights at the same time.
And what we're doing is bringing in 24 different feeds about a soldier. Be it, you know, alcohol, substance abuse, financial, medical, MP reports, whatever it is. We've got 14 of them tied now, and we're fielding it because we said we're not going to wait for Nirvana. Some of the other 10 is a little bit harder because we're talking about HIPAA information, civilian law enforcement, and those kinds of things, and we're working through it. But now a commander can look at a soldier virtually.
That virtual soldier, Lawrence says, tells a commander a story with details he or she didn't have available before. The dashboard is designed to alert leaders when it spots a conflagration of factors that the military has already identified as risk factors for suicide.
What the dashboard does, because, you know, a brigade commander's got 3,000 soldiers, he can't be looking through 3,000 files. When something hits a soldier's file, a flag goes up. So the commander goes right to that flag. And then what he sees is, okay, Sergeant Lawrence has been in the alcohol substance abuse program before. She lost a child last year. She's got a DUI now. I've got a high-risk soldier here. And so the first thing we're doing now is that a lot of our suicides happen because our soldiers PCS, and in the first 90 to 120 days, they take their lives because they don't have that support base. So the first thing we do is when we have a high-risk soldier, we don't move them. We're going to help them, and we're going to do everything we can to support them.
The risk reduction dashboard has been on the drawing board for several years, even as the Army's suicide numbers continue to move skyward. 182 soldiers took their own lives last year, more than were killed in combat. That's compared to 159 the year before. In February, the most recent month for which figures are available, the Army reported 19 potential suicides among active duty soldiers and 13 more among soldiers in reserve status. Lawrence says the Army senior leadership decided the service couldn't wait any longer for an information sharing tool that would let them get ahead of the problem.
We had one contract that came in and said, you know, for $70 million, we could deliver a dashboard to you in 5 years. That didn't work very well, and our partners up at APG started helping us. And then they said, well, we'll give it to you in 2 years for $40 million. And the vice picked up the phone and called me, and he says, Susan, he says, you got 2 months to deliver this. I said, great. We can do this.
Lauren says it was the Army's Communications Electronics Command that delivered the capability, putting a pilot program in place within 6 weeks. The dashboard is now up and running as an interim solution, aggregating data from more than a dozen separate authoritative data sources. The Army plans to have a permanent version in place within the next 2 years, and it will warn commanders of red flags not just about soldiers serving under them at any given time, but it will also let them search for possible risk factors for an individual service member. And Lawrence says once the privacy concerns are ironed out, those virtual records will move along with soldiers from assignment to assignment.
You know, and then now when a soldier PCSs or moves to a new station, we send the virtual soldier forward to the new commander so that they can see, I've got a soldier coming in. What they see is they see Sergeant Lawrence. I got a high-performing non-commissioned officer, but she lost a baby last year. Now I'm going to assign the right sponsor to Sergeant Lawrence when we bring her into the unit so we can take care of her. And those are the kind of things that we're trying to work now. So very successful job on that one.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.